Logos organizes and orders the entire universe. Various philosophical schools in antiquity explored topics ranging from nature to human behavior. A central theme across these teachings was the concept of logos. This term, roughly translating to reason, was used by philosophers like Heraclitus and Aristotle and was crucial to Marcus Aurelius. Marcus Aurelius believed that logos is present in everything, shaping the earth, trees, and humans. Logos not only gives form but also order to everything. For humans, logos dictates social hierarchy and respect. It determines societal roles, decreeing that slaves should be treated as such and emperors with greater respect. Logos, the unchanging essence of life and the master plan for all events, shapes the world and represents the best way to order it. Logos constantly works to advance the universe in the best possible way. Even during tough times, the author believed these challenges were part of Logos' grand plan. He trusted that everything happened for a reason and didn't wish for change. So, despite losing most of his family and facing uprisings in his empire, he remained confident that it was all meant to be. Accept death as an inevitable part of life, without fear. In ancient times, death was a constant part of life. Infant deaths were common, and people didn't live long. Many worried about dying. But Aurelius saw things differently. He believed people shouldn't fear death because all beings, alive or dead, are part of a larger order called Logos. So, dying is just Logos leaving a body that started dying at birth. When someone dies, they become part of Logos again. Their essence then forms a new life, continuing endlessly. Moreover, death happens precisely when it's supposed to. Since there's a grand plan in place, fearing the countless ways death could happen is pointless. If the author was meant to die from cancer in old age or suddenly on the battlefield, there would be no way to change these outcomes. It would be pointless to fear something so inevitable. Aurelius understood that even the most exceptional individuals face death. During moments when he felt overwhelmed by death, such as losing his wife, he reminded himself that everyone eventually dies. Whether you're a great ruler, a philosopher like Plato, or a brave warrior, accepting mortality is essential rather than fearing it. Don't waste time complaining. Life's too short for that. Anyone can die unexpectedly, whether from illness, accidents, or old age. Therefore, it's crucial to strive to be the best version of yourself at all times. Complaining about daily tasks only wastes precious time that could be spent enjoying life. It's important not to waste life complaining about its challenges. Aurelius disliked holding court, but did so cheerfully. He believed in fulfilling responsibilities without complaint in his short life. If Logos required him in court, he believed others shouldn't suffer from his dissatisfaction or a court that doesn't function. Making the most of our limited time on earth is crucial. Instead of sleeping in, Aurelius focused on being productive. Aurelius disliked wasting time on small talk and pointless arguments. But he accepted it as part of his duty to fulfill the larger plan of Logos, even if it meant occasional distractions. When feeling discouraged, he drew strength from his role as an emperor and follower of Logos to persevere. Emotions can harm reasoning. Logic is crucial. Aurelius and followers of Stoic philosophy prized reason and a logical view of the world above all else. They believed a calm and analytical mind was superior to one driven by desires and emotions. Logos, the principle they followed, emphasizes reason and order. According to this philosophy, everything is meant to happen and is therefore good. For example, if your house burns down, you could view it as a disaster because you lose your belongings. Alternatively, you could see it positively because of the insurance money you receive. The interpretation of events depends on your perspective. You can see things clearly by accepting that logos have a purpose for every event. Even a house fire might lead to positive outcomes, like moving to a new neighborhood where you meet someone special, or using insurance money for a life-changing trip. Human emotions can cloud our judgment. Fixating feelings of bad luck or acting on desires like revenge or lust can confuse us, making it hard to see the truth of logos. Aurelius disliked being controlled by emotions such as revenge, hate, lust, and infatuation. He knew that to govern effectively, he needed a calm and rational mind. When overwhelmed, he meditated on logos and his role in the universe. This helped him regain perspective and maintain his composed self. Pain comes from within, self-inflicted, it's the truest. In ancient Rome, emperors faced constant dangers like torture, poisoning, combat injuries, and loss of loved ones. Aurelius found solace in the belief that physical pain serves a larger purpose in logos, the natural order of the universe. Suffering, including torture and death, aligns with this greater plan. Even amid intense personal suffering, such as torture and death, these events are considered necessary in the grand scheme of logos. Aurelius experienced profound loss, losing nearly all of his 13 children in infancy, followed by the early death of his wife. He found solace by believing that every event has a purposeful and logical explanation, which helped him stay composed during these difficult times. According to logos, everything that occurs is inherently good, and resisting fate goes against nature. Humans are fully accountable for their choices. Harm inflicted by external forces, beyond their control, cannot fundamentally harm them. Since logos are intrinsic to every human, accepting pain without complaint honors the eternal logic within oneself, avoiding unnecessary suffering and further distress. Key points. 1. Logos orders the universe and shapes human life. 2. Accept death as a natural part of logos. 3. Avoid wasting time on complaints and distractions. 4. Prioritize reason over emotions for clear thinking. 5. Endure pain as part of the greater plan of logos. 6. Accept accountability for personal choices and actions. 7. Seek learning and growth through Stoic philosophy.